Give it up for Music Soulchild.
Peace, peace and love. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Music Soulchild.
Hey.
Hey, you got. Man, how long has it been?
Hey, man, it's been a minute.
Since new music?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a. How many minutes?
Yeah.
How many years?
You been going through some things? I've actually been very busy.
What's your name?
Okay. Don't answer that, man. We got you.
Next question.
Next question.
We got you. Yeah. You ain't got to answer that.
Yes, you do.
The album is called what? Life on Earth.
And so how has life on Earth been?
Life on Earth has been, you know, it's been blessed. I'm very grateful for every experience. It made me the person that I am. Not proud of everything, but I don't regret anything.
And what's her name?
Let him use you. Don't answer that. Life on Earth comes out
April 15th. You can pre-order it right now on iTunes. And you get to check out two other songs other than, the, of course, obviously.
I love this album cover, the CD cover.
Automatically.
Look at this.
Is that a broken heart?
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm stitching it back together. And if you really notice, it's a denim mm-hmm. heart-shaped globe. That's you know, life on Earth.
So you've been around the world falling in love and having your heart broken?
In essence, but like I always had a very unique relationship with this thing we call love. Mm-hmm. And I think people sort of only view it in one way. They view it only in romantic and mm-hmm. intimate, you know, situations. Mm-hmm. But love is just love. Any interaction that you have with anybody on this planet is in some form of fashion a form of love. That's why we say,
or
you know,
hate.
I'm going to go show you love. But hate is actually another form of love when you got stuff like anger and resentment in it, and it turns into that. But, you know, because why would you care?
Otherwise.
He just wrote a song.
Okay.
I think he put an album together. It's called Life on Earth.
And how's the single doing?
It's doing amazing. I really appreciate people, you know, just taking to it. You know, I know I have been away from the public, you know, view for a while. So the fact that y'all were willing to welcome me back with
it's been five years.
Okay.
You didn't really go nowhere because they still play your music.
I don't go nowhere. I be grinding. I be out here on this road. I be doing, you know, other stuff. You know, I think, you know. I'm a creative person.
One of the executive producers for this is Warren Campbell.
Other than myself.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
Because he produced each record on this album. Okay. So that's kind of like, that's very rare that you can find these days to find one producer that does one all the way down. Yeah.
And not only for him, but as an artist, because usually you guys like to get
a little bit of... Yeah, but Warren Campbell is a really, really... aside from the fact that he's a genius, I see him as my brother, and I love not only his creativity, but I love his spirit.
Is that Erica
as a person?
Erica.
From Mary Mary. Yeah. So this is like a dream come true, being able to work with him so closely and to do so much. You know, mm-hmm. the fact that I've been wanting to do a project just me and him for a very, very, very long time. So mm-hmm. the fact that it's actually real now, like. That's pretty cool.
What album is it? What number? I mean,
for me, that's my. Well, people keep saying that it's my eighth, but technically it's my ninth because I put out a Christmas album as well.
Okay.
Yeah, so I put out 6 studio albums, and I put an album out with Selena Johnson called 9. That makes it 7. Then I put the Christmas album. That makes it 8. Yeah, I know the numbering. I know. It's weird. I know.
Love does that to you, doesn't it? Yeah.
So does divorce. But anyway, don't worry about it, man. You're in good hands.
Music Soulchild at the top of the hour performing his single, I Do, here in Akron and the Black Male Summit. Gotta be there at the top. You got 5 minutes.